Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, great. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be with you on this bright and sunny day. We had some rain yesterday. It's over with now, and we're pushing straight ahead into the new positive millennium.
We come to you from Hollywood, California. Of course, yeah, Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, is in Hollywood, and so he's there and getting all set and ready to go. On our show today, we got a little golf PGA.
Can I just interrupt for a moment before we do that? I got to thank you again for setting up my Amazon Music Tower of Power.
That
I call
was a good
it.
Job, yeah.
I'm getting to the point where I have this late night relationship with Alexa when I ask her to play some of my favorite rock and roll tunes.
Fred had discovered Alexa many, many years ago at my house, and he just shouted at Alexa like she was some kind of a girlfriend or something. Play this! He would shout at it. And so I bought him one for either your birthday or Christmas, I think at least 2 years ago, and it's been sitting on that shelf in your office at your house.
Yeah.
And one day I started thinking, he's got his computer hooked up. He's got to have a modem, and he looked, and you have Wi-Fi. So it took us a while to figure out passwords and everything, and we got it hooked up.
That's
and
the
now,
worst part of all this.
Oh, it took us a half a day, didn't it?
No, it was terrible.
And now it's working, and also it set me back. I had to actually pay for the music service.
Well, what is that, $3 a month?
Oh, it's a little more than that, but that's fine.
Well, you got to let me know on these things.
If I cancel it, you will be scowling, so it's like a gift that is going to keep on giving to you.
Well, this has been a blessing the last week.
Smile on your face.
This has been a blessing the last week.
I've never seen you so happy.
And this is what's
fun. Look at the joy in
his face. Here's what's great. I fool Alexa. I say, I want a record. I play this song. She says, I'm sorry, that doesn't stream. And I said, well, play me a cluster of songs with that one in it.
And
they do, and then I get it. So now it's on record now.
Oh, that's good. I love it.
So to speak.
All right, stand by. Jason Day's right around the corner. Got some interesting stuff to talk about here for you in our next segment. Got a lot of football news, baseball news, a whole lot more. It's the Sports Lounge, the one and only Fred Dreyer, yours truly, Michael Horn. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Alexa.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And coming up here in our health segment, we have Jason Day, pro golfer and PGA champion. Now, Jason is joined today by oncologist Dr. Mark Sosinski. Unfortunately, Jason's mom was diagnosed with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer in 2017. And then Jason immediately stepped into the roles of caregiver and advocate to ensure that she received the best care possible, which included access to comprehensive biomarker testing. She was able to extend time with her family, extra time that Jason's wife refers to as a silver lining. And this was due in part to the targeted treatment options that she was only able to receive as a result of biomarker testing. Now, Jason has joined AstraZeneca to launch the Getting Out of the Rough campaign to help others, aim to educate lung cancer patients and their caregivers about biomarker testing and the importance of completing a lung cancer diagnosis at any stage. Jason, thanks so much for being with us today. We're so sorry to hear about your mom's passing, but let me ask you this. How are you and your family doing right now?
It's been an emotional few weeks. I'm just happy and thankful that we had the opportunity to spend the time with mom over the last 2 years. And, you know, I'm very thankful that I have my wife, Ellie, and the kids to, you know, help get us through this this tough situation.
Now, we want to talk a little bit about this Getting Out of the Rough campaign, which is featuring a 6-episode video series where Jason is joined by friends from the worlds of medicine and entertainment, and they discuss and learn about adapting after you or someone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer. Now, among the group is the great star from Modern Family, Julie Bowen, and she's got a series episode that's going to be aired Monday, April 4th. Other actors are Anthony Anderson and Bellamy Young, to name just a few. So, Jason, tell us a little bit more about the Getting Out of the Rough campaign.
Yeah, so it's a 6-part episode series, and it's called Getting Out of the Rough series. And I'm joined by celebrity guests and medical professionals to talk more about comprehensive biomarker testing and how that can present new treatment options for you and obtain a complete lung cancer diagnosis. And we're also giving tips on how to be an advocate and how to be a caregiver as well.
Now let's bring in Dr. Sosinski. Dr. Sosinski, what's the comprehensive biomarkers testing? What is that? And what should lung cancer patients know about it?
Yeah, so cancer really is a disease of the of the DNA. And the DNA often has alterations that we refer to as targets or biomarkers, and that these are felt to be driving the cancer. They're causing the cancer to grow. The only way to know about them is to do comprehensive biomarker testing. This is an interrogation of the DNA of the tumor to see if there are any of these, what we call drivers of the cancer. The importance of that is that if you have one of these drivers, which can only be detected on comprehensive genomic testing, there are a number of targeted therapies that are approved by the FDA and are highly effective for these patients with these DNA alterations that we refer to as biomarkers.
And our guest is Jason Day, PGA champion. Jason, what advice would you give someone caring for a loved one living with lung cancer?
Yeah, I mean, lung cancer journey and the lung cancer diagnosis is not one size fits all. It's different for everyone, and people handle it differently. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is to be there mentally and emotionally for them, you know, and also physically, to be there in the office and talk to the doctors and ask the questions. And there's no silly question in when you're talking to your doctors about lung cancer and the journey, just being there for them. And know that your love and support, and know that you can do everything you possibly can to try and make them more comfortable, because they're already stressing enough as it is, and it's a difficult journey to go through. And for me personally, you know, I was lucky enough to have my wife Ellie, who was also a co-caregiver. So, you know, it can be stressful. I'm not going to say, you know, it's easy. It can be stressful for the caregiver, but the big thing is that you're looking after someone that is battling this disease, and it's very, very scary. So, for us to be able to, you know, be there for my mom, give her the best care that we could provide, was crucial for us. And to be able to be a caregiver and advocate for her was huge for us.
Jason Day, where can our listeners go for more information?
Yes, you can go to and get more information and watch the Getting Out of the Rough series at diagnosisstories.com.
Jason Day, thank you so much. Dr. Mark Sosinski, thank you. And for more information, please visit diagnosisstories.com. That's diagnosisstories.com.
Wow, that was very informative, short and sweet, right to the point. Thanks to Jason, and best to his mother and
Dr. Sosinski. And you know what? It's makes me respect Jason even more. You see him playing, you know, on the PGA Tour, but to go through something like this, you never know what everybody else is going through. And to share it with our audience, I think it's special.
It is. And you know what's interesting is that however people are burdened in life, sometimes they don't have the right job or vocation that allows them to work things out or come to some sort of a settlement with themselves. Playing golf, walking the green tees, and putting and all that stuff seems to add to a an environment that's beneficial to solving your problems.
I certainly do agree with you on that, and it's just good to share that with the audience. You know, since we're talking golf here, There's speculation out there now that is running wild about Tiger Woods maybe playing in this year's Masters, the 2022 Masters. He arrived at Augusta National this week with his son Charlie to play a practice round and test his fitness for next week's Masters.
So is he signed up? Did he qualify for the Masters?
Sports Illustrated reported he's there checking things out. Unnamed sources have been posting on the Sports Illustrated website that he's a 15-time major winner, 4-time Masters champion. He had those leg injuries and the crash, you know, last year. So if he plays, you know, this coming week, it'll be the first major tournament. It'll be the first time he's played as an official event since the car crash in February a year ago. So I left him hospitalized for weeks, and he was around in the last month, and he was kind of limping around a little bit or whatever. So he's been really working hard to get back into shape.
Well, if anybody can do it, he has the focus in order to push himself through the tough spots of this injury.
Yeah, he says, you know, Tiger Woods himself says he plans to return to the PGA Tour, whether it's this week or not, who knows. And another story out, and this one goes with, boy, I wish he was still president. Donald Trump issued a statement claiming that he had a hole-in-one at a Florida course. And, of course, all the naysayers, I don't believe that. I don't. The people were there, and they saw it, and they were playing with him. It was at West Palm Beach, Florida. It was on the last Saturday, and social media users were questioning his abilities like they always do because they're idiots. And Trump made a hole-in-one, according to Tim Swain. He's a Republican running for Senate in South Carolina.
Well, he's a Republican, so you can't trust him.
That's exactly what they say.
Yeah.
Where are all the naysayers about Biden that doesn't even know where he is these days? He's just sitting there in a vacuum going like, where am I? What happened? You know?
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's like, how many times they have to back draft on everything Biden says, and they got everybody at the White House comes in and says, well, he didn't really mean that. Well, Trump meant to say he did get a hole-in-one, and Tim Swain backed it up, and other people there were there also. And so the photo showed Trump celebrating on the green with Hall of Fame golfer Ernie Els and Gene Sowers and Ken Duke and Mike Goods. They were all there. So you're going to call those golfers a liar?
So the people disclaiming that Trump made a hole-in-one are also insulting the people who saw him do it.
That's correct.
All right.
I took some golf lessons myself with a golf pro.
And you had a hole-in-one.
Well, no, I was shot at 74.
Well, that's close enough.
And he gave me one great tip. He told me to use an eraser and take that with you when you're scoring the thing, and I scored 74. I'm going to go out and shoot maybe this weekend and see if I can get a 71.
That's per hole, right?
Yeah, I'm packing the eraser with me. So
no, but that's 74 for one hole.
No, that was for the whole 18.
The 18?
Yeah.
Oh,
just take an eraser with you.
Boy, I tell you.
Check your score.
When the ducks see you come and they fly to that pond.
That's good. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't forget to check out our website, Lounge On Demand, Sports Lounge. On Demand. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Back in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program, the gentleman right next to me here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. We got a lot to talk about today, Fred.
This is a wonderful opportunity to talk to our audience in a straightforward, forward way.
Well, it's off-season for the NFL, and we'll get to baseball. Going to be cranking it up here this week on the 7th, getting things going for you. But in the meantime, we need to talk a little bit about some of these new rules that football is putting together. I love it when baseball, football, basketball, hockey, everybody changes rules. Here's a new one. The NFL says all teams must add minority offensive coaches. They're expanding the Rooney Rule to include all minorities, including women. All 32 NFL teams now have to hire a minority offensive assistant coach for this upcoming 2022 season. It's part of a series of policy announcements that was announced last Monday to address the league's ongoing diversity efforts. And the coach can be a female, can be a member of an ethnic or racial minority, according to this policy adopted by the NFL owners during their annual meeting. And this person will be paid from a league-wide fund. And the coach must work, kind of like socialism, the coach must work closely with the head coach.
Yes.
And the offensive staff.
How close? That's going to be my answer, my question.
And then there's the goal of increasing minority participation in the the pool of offensive coaches that eventually produces the sought-after candidates for head coaching positions. Yes. Now, here's the deal.
That's right.
I'm a minority here with Czech Americans. Now, Belichick, he could be a Czech. I'm not quite sure. We haven't had the DNA
test. Well, I think he is. He's got the name, but goes right with it.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to be pushing some of my Czech brethren direct from the Czech Republic to get on as an assistant coach.
See if they take an interview.
Yeah.
According to these rules, you don't have to ask to be interviewed. You just show up, and if if you're black or brown, then you get right into the head of the line.
You could be black. You could be Latin. You could be Asian. You could be a female. And so I think they're opening it over. As long as it's a minority. Last time I looked around, there aren't very many Czechs around. I'll get a polka band to bring the guy in and play some polka music. I'll bring in some kolachki. Maybe some pork and the Nedlicki and Zelli and put together some wonderful food. A little some sauerkraut would be good. You like that?
I'm literally an Asian, the 49ers.
An Asian can be good. We can go with we can go anywhere we want to go with this thing. I'm telling you, this is a good deal. And so this is a new rule that's going to be put together here to put things together. They say it's a recognition that at the moment when you look at stepping stones for a head coaching position, this is going to help out. Art Rooney Jr. was the chairman of the NFL Diversity Committee, and that's they expand the Rooney Rule.
Yes, he's the head of the government football movement.
Yes. So they're demanding this. Every team has to do this.
Well, remember, the word in there, if you take a look, and I underlined it, is mandate. And that mandate is the same verbiage, the same language as the scam of telling people you got to wear masks. And that's...
We've gone to mandates with COVID-19. You're right.
Well, this is totally for the effect of politics. Has nothing to do with the game of football. This is a live, warm body that can be assaulted by this leftist politic and this pretending that this is fair, whatever fair might be. It's detrimental to football. And it sets up, I'm afraid to say, it sets up a polarizing atmosphere in the locker room and in the workplace.
Well, I agree with you here. And this week there was a story at, I think, at the highest level of baseball where there's a female, I believe she's a catcher, who has been signed by a team in the East Coast. And she's going to be signed and play and catch. She's not on a major league team, but she's on the next step to get there. And it's like, can't, if somebody wants to really do something, can't they get and go the route of this woman and get signed up by the team? I mean, do we have to mandate it that everybody has to get somebody?
Yes, now you can. Yes, you can.
You can by wanting to do it yourself.
That's what governments do.
Well, governments are mandating this here right now.
That's what they're doing. And you've got 30. Is there 30 football teams?
32. Yeah.
There's 32.
Yeah, 32.
Okay. I lost track of two. Of course, you'll never miss them. You know, so 32 incredibly disciplined sports franchises are going along with this. And my question is, if I show up, let's say for the Steelers, and I'm playing a linebacker, and I've got a female coach, is it fair for me to ask her, have you played professional football before?
I didn't look through the Rooney Rule, but possibly that could be a question that could be asked.
You think that might be a question that'll be asked?
It could be one that should be asked.
Think I should ask her?
Yes.
I mean, you know, she's going to make me a better football player, and how is she going to do that?
Yeah. Well, when they force you to do it, you're not going to get the cream of the crop. You're going to be looking for someone and just grabbing somebody. And it's like, are you doing a service?
I don't think that's true.
You don't?
I don't. I think this is a very, very tightly structured, woven policy, business model. And they can't afford to have just throwing anybody in there because of their sex or their gender or their color. They can't afford to have that person fail. And you know, word travels fast in that league, and I don't think there's a lot of players that want to have a unqualified person, and I say unqualified in this regard, that they don't have the necessary job skills that they're pretending to teach players, and the players aren't going to be tolerant of people during the games, and certainly playoff games and everything else, Super Bowl games, however important the games are, they're not going to have any tolerance at all for people who just kind of get in the way because they're asking the players and the fans to pretend that they have some importance, and there's a reason for them to be a coach on the team.
Well, I tend to agree with you. Now, there's another rule out there that they've come up with, and they approved a modified proposal, the NFL owners have, for overtime that'll guarantee each team has a possession, but it's only for the postseason game. So this vote also took place on Monday afternoon at the annual league meeting, and the current rule allows a team to win on the opening possession of overtime if it scores a touchdown. That will continue for regular season games. But the meetings open up with a lot of momentum for changing the rules because they had such great games this year. So the committee chairman, Rich McKay, said last week, the Indianapolis Colts, Philadelphia Eagles proposed making it mandatory for each team to have an overtime possession before moving to sudden death. So, and then the Titans from Tennessee, meanwhile,
I don't follow that.
So they're going to say what they're going to say is that each team is going to have a possession. So when you go into overtime in the postseason, you're going to have each team that gets a possession. So if I score a touchdown, the other team still gets a chance to have the football before you can go into sudden death. It's you know how it was when you go to overtime,
yeah.
and the team gets the ball. If they score a touchdown, the game is over. If they score a three-pointer and a kick, then the other team gets the possession, and they can try to score a touchdown, and then they win the game. Uh-huh. That's the rule that's going to stay in the regular season. In the postseason now, you're going to have someone that goes ahead and they're going to this overtime starts, my team gets it, we score a touchdown, and then your team gets it, you have a chance to try to tie by also scoring a touchdown. And then it goes into sudden death overtime after that.
Oh,
that's the new rule.
That's where it goes.
Yeah, you got it?
Oh,
you sure you got it?
Oh, this is going to be a great change.
This is a big change. They're changing the rules around a little bit for you now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I figured you'd like it once you
understood it. Here's the other thing. Yes. I thought for the other day I was out mowing the lawn. You know, I do that when I really want to concentrate. I get the old lawnmower out.
You have one of the best-kept lawns, by the way, in your neighborhood.
It's a pretty good one.
It's pretty good.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I also have a little invader, a weasel that can bore. I wish I had about 10 of these guys. I could harness
gopher?
Them
off. You got a
this gopher?
Gopher
is whatever the hell he is.
It's a gopher.
This gopher, mm-hmm. you know, has been drilling holes in my lawn for the last three or 4 years.
Does the wheel of the mower go down?
Oh, sometimes? Yeah. It's just amazing.
Smoke them out, man. You can do two things. You put a hose in there, but you're in California, so you can't use that water. So instead, you might want to put an exhaust pipe in there and smoke them out.
I should get my motorcycle and crank it up and let it idle.
That's it.
And then
put
a hose in the back of the...
Yeah, pretty soon he comes and he says, hey, what are you smoking, pal? I'm moving
Somebody in my neighborhood would turn me in.
Well, they might, but...
They would turn me in for cruelty.
Gardeners put... Seriously, they put smoke bombs and a little bit of a charge that goes off and shakes the ground to scare them out.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you get some good gardeners there. They'll help you.
I think that's something we can look at. But if we have any trouble deciphering and making a decision, we can bring the Dan Rooney Rule Committee in, bring him into my house, and have him walk the property, and then sit back and wait until they decide what I should be doing with my yard.
Yeah, it'd be good. And they'll tell you how to put this together. So, what do you think of that change? Do you like that extra overtime?
No. Here's what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say that at the beginning of the game, before you even play a game, that you know how you come out and you flip a coin? The coin flip is tolerated and allowed at the first of the game because nothing's been decided yet.
Right.
So you flip a coin, and at that time you decide, okay, who's going to kick off and who's going to defend what goal.
Right.
Then you pick the coin up and say, now, should there be overtime, this flip decides who gets the ball.
So you would do it the day of it. It could be either way.
No, I would do it. I would do it right before the game starts.
Okay.
So you don't have to wait till the end of the game to have another coin flip.
I'm going to propose it to these guys.
Well, that's a good idea.
It's off season.
It's a
dryer rule.
It's Hunter Eskin.
It could be the dryer rule. We'll do that one.
That's right.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston or Charlotte or wherever I am this week.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples store has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And this week at Staples, you can save up to $230 on select PCs. Explore what's new for your business at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 3/19. Limit 2 in-store only.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit againstthenumber.com.
That's againstthenumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
We are back in the sports loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive
end. How do you do?
The acting legend. So, Fred,
yeah.
You know, they're Baltimore Ravens, and you know, our producer here on this show, Jeremy Dayton, big Baltimore Ravens fan. And they got hit, the Ravens, boy, in last season. They had so many injuries. They had, like, at one point, they placed, like, 25 players on injured reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have got that coach, John Harbaugh. And
what's that?
John Harbaugh is going to be.
No, Harbaugh.
Harbaugh?
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh.
That's it.
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh.
He's only been around the league for 20 years.
I know, and I thought
years.
It was Harbaugh.
Harborough.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I smoked the Marlboro, the Harborough.
Oh,
Harbaugh is, he said he's going to institute something new. He said, take it easy there. I'm sorry, I smoked.
Oh, man.
He said, try shorter, more execution-oriented off-season practices. Now, this one really...
Shorter?
Yeah. Here's my question to you. You and I have gone to Ram training camp like the last 3 years together. You've been signing, stuff. They asked your advice. And I wanted to go and see what goes on because, you know, I've seen the plays and I've seen them, you know, getting their shoulders and pushing people and trying to knock over these huge pieces of wood and tires and everything. And they're just smashing them around the field. When I get there, they don't do any of that. They just have these little tiny little ropes, you know, and they just kind of pull them like this and they pull them on the sides and back behind their head and everything. And so I'm thinking Harbaugh is on the wrong end of this thing because we should be having these guys get more intense training so they don't have injuries during the regular season. He's going to take it away every 3 days. He's going to rest these guys. They don't do anything now.
And in 3 years when there's a new collective bargaining agreement voted upon, they'll even do less. They'll do much less.
Well, didn't you say they took away some of the preseason games because the players didn't want that? They just and they start too soon, and next thing you know, they're all injured because they hold back.
Well, they're lazy. They don't want to. They just want to show up. They want to pull up in their shorts and get out and walk on the field, and then
that's it.
That's all they want to do.
We got there early.
And they get their way because you've got ownership like this. You've got ownership that is making rules for. People to proliferate the game at key positions who are only being judged by the color of their skin and by their gender.
Now, Coach Harbaugh says that we think there's some really good ideas, and he's excited about this. He says we're going to approach the off-season training activities differently. We're going to approach training camp, some big-picture scheduling differently in terms of the way we ramp and in terms of the way we time practices, how long we're on the field and what we're doing on the field, how we pace the rhythm of the practice.
Oh,
and he mentioned that every third practice at training camp will be different than a typical one. It'll be a little bit shorter, a little more execution-oriented, less competitive type of practice.
And a longer nap.
That wasn't in here, but
I think
I guess that's in here.
I think if you look in there, you'll see that the rules and regulations for napping is proliferated the league now.
So he thinks the injuries are there because these guys are working out too much at the beginning. I say they aren't working out enough to be ready.
It's so finished. It's really over. It's really over. You do know that. I hate to tell. I see people all the time on the highways and the byways of life, and they always ask me. And when they find out that I'm an ex-football guy, they say, "What do you think about all that stuff, Fred?" And I said, "Not much." And I said, "You're going to see an awful lot of injuries coming up this year, and you're going to be bewildered. It's like trying to figure out what two basketball players that play for the Lakers are totally subservient to not doing anything other than just getting their knees and legs and arms in the ringer and not being able to participate and help the team.
Well, we'll see if the maybe Baltimore, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're wrong. And maybe
I don't think you are.
We'll find
don't
out.
Don't sell yourself short.
Right. Now, we have some pictures. Let's go to our mailbag here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com is the email. Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. TALK.com. CRN is in Competition Radio Network or Championship Radio Network.
Yes.
So fan mail came from Pamela. She likes to send us pictures, and she said, sending some wonderful Hunter publicity photos of you and Stephanie Kramer through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, usually you can tell by the way Stephanie's hairstyle is as to what season is on. She says, I know in season one they had you, Fred, dye your hair, I guess, to look more Italian. Was that the case?
That's what it was.
Seriously?
No.
So did they have you dye your hair at all in the season?
No,
I didn't think so either. But Pamela thought so. Well, and she says, glad you're able to go back
maybe
to your
it's your TV. I think it's your TV.
Then maybe Pam's TV.
Yeah, it might be that RCA Victor you were using.
That's right. Maybe get yourself a Hoffman Easy Vision is better.
You got it.
Here's a picture of you and Miss Kramer that looks pretty nice, and we're going to be posting this at our website at the Sports Lounge. You can check it out here, Sports Lounge on Demand. And we got a picture of you and Stephanie arm wrestling here. It looks like she's smiling. She got the best of three, I think, for me on
she's
that
She's using
one.
Two hands, too, and she's cheating. And so that's the technical. There.
Well, it could be. And then there's a nice picture. These look like maybe a high school picture. Did you guys go to prom, by the way? Did you go to prom together while you were filming Hunter? This is a nice prom picture of you in a beautiful light gray suit with a wonderful, what do you call that when your tie is matched?
Split complimentary.
Split complimentary.
There you go. You're taking notes, aren't you?
I am. Attaboy. I wanted to make sure we had the split complimentary.
That's attaboy.
That's a good one there. And I think that can be good. Here's another great picture. Now, once again, you with a kind of a tweed gray jacket on a nice white shirt with a split complimentary tie, and Miss Kramer matches your tie with the kind of the autumn colors that she has there.
Do you see how what I'm doing? I have my arm, my left arm around her.
You're really hugging
nuzzling
her.
Nuzzling to keep her warm because it was a breezy day.
She looks like she's enjoying it too. Really looks good. So, yeah, we got some good stuff there. And then we also have here, let's see, we have one more here to share with our audience. And there,
we're hugging
once
again.
Once again, you're hugging again.
That's right. Whenever you can.
This time, both arms around her.
You got to get it in there.
Could you do that in this day and age on the set right now?
No.
No?
You can't touch anybody.
Okay, you can't do that. So there you have it. And then a black and white photo. This one here is a good one where she looks like... Now you're kind of between your knees. It's like I'm not going to go any further.
She's not.
Yeah,
she's on the outside. My two knees are on the left. Her elbow is on my left knee.
You got it looks like both knees there. I don't know. Could be maybe. I don't know. I think.
No.
Well, look at that one again. We'll post it up on our website, the Sports Lounge. Never mind.
Yes.
Okay, so what else do we have to talk about here a little bit? We have to mention a little bit that give a nod to the NCAA tournament. How about St. Peter's? That was a pretty good run they had there.
And every year there's some sort of a story that pops up like that. But that was a good one.
Yep. And then we got this former Bucks player, Milwaukee Bucks, Charlie Villanueva. He is he himself is affected with alopecia, as is Will Smith's wife here, Jada Pinkett Smith. And you saw that whole thing. You, I know, like to watch all the award shows, so I'm sure you saw the...
Well, I tape all of them, and then I go over and make notes.
So apparently he says... he said, according to Charlie, because he's been a spokesperson, he says, for someone who's at the stage where they're still struggling with it, they're very vulnerable and it's a very slippery slope. This is where you lose your hair. And a video was posted to his Instagram page, and he says, I've heard a lot of worse things in my life, especially after I accepted it. For someone who's dealing with alopecia and hasn't accepted it, and people crack jokes, regardless if it's a comedian or regardless of who it is, that hurts. And he says, at the end of the day, Will reacted because he saw his wife's pain. So my question is, if you saw this, and no one's asking this question, and I understand what Charlie's saying. It's got nothing to do with what he's saying. I agree with what he said. Why did Will Smith smile and laugh at first when Chris Rock said it? They put a picture, a camera on Will Smith, and he smiled and laughed. And the next thing you know, he's coming up to smack him in the face because his lovely wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, rolled her eyes or whatever. But he laughed at first. She should be ticked off at her husband for laughing at first. He was laughing at a joke.
Well, I
no one's asked that question of Will Smith.
Well, nobody, look, if your wife has been suffering through this,
right,
it's a terrible thing for her, especially for women. It's tougher on women than it is on men.
Right.
And they go bald all the time, you know. So it doesn't make any difference. But it's an emotional thing for her, and she was very hurt by the comment, embarrassed, and then the light bulb went on for Will. Just, you know, as if someone would say, hey, I know you think it's funny, but your wife doesn't. And then he realized, uh-oh, I got to do something. And that was his response to doing something.
Yeah. So, again, that's, somebody should ask him about it, and that's what's going on. So.
Well, look, it's a far cry from... you always think, well, maybe he should have just gone up to the microphone and looked at what's his name? What was the guy's name?
Chris Rock.
That was the guy that made
Will
the joke.
Will Smith and Chris Rock.
He made the joke.
Yeah.
So he should have just told him, you should not make fun of people.
And, afterwards or whatever, you're right.
Yeah, and that would have put it to rest, and he would have defended his wife's honor, and that would have been that.
All right, we got a note here, an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com from Nomi Hernandez. She says, Mr. Dreyer, have all seasons of Hunter on Rocco Channel. You and McCall are awesome on the TV series. Love you guys.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Some questions. Mike says, who was your favorite player to watch?
For what?
For football. You have a favorite?
Oh, no, I don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite?
It's just that there's a lot of them. And normally you gravitate to your home team. But I loved Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
I liked Sonny Jurgensen when he was playing for the he played for the Eagles, and he played for the Washington Redskins.
And you tackled Johnny Unitas. And there's a question here from Scott. Says, do you have a favorite memory from your playing days? I remember you telling us the story that Unitas looked up and talked to you after you sacked him, didn't he?
I knocked him down at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. We were right there on second base going downhill into the center field end zone. And the play was over with, and he rolled over, and he looked at me and said, nice play, kid.
Yeah, that's Johnny Unitas.
Oh, gee, John, thanks.
Yeah, you played for a lot of coaches. John Phillips says, who was the best coach you played for? Who did you like playing for the most?
Don Coryell.
Don Coryell, yeah, in your college days.
Yep.
Huh? That was a good one.
Yep.
And also, this came in anonymously. Says, someone wants to know how they can get Hunter TV movies on DVD. Do you know if they're available at all, the Hunter TV movies?
Some people have always asked me about that, and I continually answer by saying, contact NBC, contact the network that produced the show, and that's usually NBC.
And Jason wants to know, maybe going along with the greatest coach you played for, but it's a separate question, who had the greatest influence on your life in football or in sports in general? Would that have been Coryell as well, too, would you say?
Probably, because he was in my younger years.
Yeah. So that's good stuff. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more of your questions. One final segment here remaining. Good show today,
it's
by the way.
It's speeding along, isn't it?
It's really shooting by here today.
Incredible. Oh,
don't amazing. Forget to make a note. We're here every week at this time on Sports Byline radio stations, CRN Talk radio stations, Sirius XM. Thanks so much for joining us, streaming on the internet. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. He is Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
So
Albert Pujols is signed with the Cardinals.
You know something, that's a good place for him.
Yeah, he needs like 21 more home runs to hit the 700 club. I hope he gets them.
No, every single day will be like the first day of his career.
I know, he's going to enjoy it because where he started, that's it.
Yep.
He batted last season with the Angels and the Dodgers. He hit 236, but he did hit 294 against lefties.
Well, so he's not going to be, the Dodgers told him, you know, we're not going to bring you back because we're going to redo our bench. And as you saw this last couple of weeks, the Dodgers have potentially a real powerful bench. People coming off of off the bench and to pinch hit and so forth and so on. But, you know, it is a bit of a handicap. You know, with Pujols, because he doesn't run very well. He has feet problems.
Right.
But his charisma and his character and his dedication and work ethic has really helped that team last year.
Good player. He really did help the Dodgers, and I think he'll help the Cardinals this year. Hey, Jason asked you the question on who had the influence in your life in football or in sports in general. He's got a second part to the question. He says, did you play any other sports, and was there a sport that you enjoyed maybe more than football?
I played a lot of baseball as a kid.
You were on the team in high school, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you burn out your arm a little bit?
Oh yeah, I did all that.
And then
stuff.
You went to football, right?
Yeah. Well, I was playing American Legion ball and I hurt my arm. I didn't know. Didn't at that time. You didn't know anything about Tommy John surgery or ligaments or hyperextensions or any of that stuff. But I realized I just rested for like 3 months, and then I picked the ball up and tried to throw again, and I had kind of like a dead arm, you know. So
And Max Scherzer.
Yeah, Max and I. And but for the most part, you know, baseball was my sport. I still love it. And I'm just excited that I was able to make the transition.
Yeah,
you
really.
Know, I don't
so
want to
are
be,
we.
I don't want to be 18, 19 years of age and realize that your dreams are never to be. And
I'm glad you're doing the football. That's our show. Join us next week. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Say goodbye to everybody, Fred.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for dropping in.